Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
I think heaven is. Mm-hmm. I think heaven is you. You know that? Listen. A place where I can find happiness. A place close to your loveliness. Somewhere to rest my aching.
Evil, all girls, One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh,
And one morning, I won't be afraid to leave. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And all those things that you told me, you know I never could conceive. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be free, child. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be free. Yeah.
I'm acting funny.
Go. All right, y'all, I have to excuse my voice, but Maya Hotep, Grand Rising, and Better Love. You're listening to Dr. Robert X Form. I'm Beverly. And how are you doing, Dr. Robert X? You can hear how I'm doing.
Oh, Bev, that's can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if I was plugged in or not. Oh, uh-huh. Bev, you've been kind of ill these last couple of days, huh?
Yes, I went out. You know, we by Ohio, and so usually I don't go out when it's snowing or raining. I had to go out Friday, and I was in that chemical snow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just ironic, or maybe it ain't ironic, that I'm playing all Ohio players tonight, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Truly unbelievable. I don't advise anybody to go out in the rain or the snow,
or
Bev,
the snow.
So you're right on it as
That's
usual.
That's right. Yeah.
And by the way, family, the title of tonight's program is DC. You can put whatever you want in front of that D and in front of that C. It could be digital criminals, the district of criminals, digital currency, just a host of things that all fit. And Bev, I don't know where the family is on what's going on, but if I had to simplify what's happening, I would say that it's been a long time in the making. This bank collapse that we are right in the middle of now has been in the works for quite some time. But if we are not careful, this time, I don't think the people are going to recover from this. There are too many other things happening, Bev. It seems like every week I come on now, and I've never seen the type of criminal exposure on the part of a major political party in my life. I mean, these people are getting exposed with everything that they've done. And they don't deny it. They just attack people.
Yeah.
It's truly unbelievable. And for me, none of it really matters until I see people with handcuffs. I don't care what their political position is. People need to be in handcuffs because the evidence is just absolutely overwhelming in almost every area you can think of, from education to housing to banking to the military to just the general society. People need to be in jail. And I didn't even mention the fake virus. You got the former head of the CDC testifying before Congress, the CDC, that the U.S. government, the Defense Department, Fauci, all of them collaborated in creating the so-called fake virus. Unbelievable. Nobody has said that he's inaccurate. They just attack him. And, of course, it's the Democratic Party that's attacking them. Well, why would they? The courts gives an update on the banking collapse, and before anybody can, I've never seen this before, Bear, standing up there by himself, before anybody can ask him a question, he turns around as if he's Googling on himself and walks out the door.
Mm-hmm.
As if nobody's asking him anything. Something's getting ready to happen beyond the banking collapse.
What you think is something getting ready to happen?
I don't know, babe. They may be getting ready to impeach this dude. Because just a couple of days ago, this dude is telling everybody everything is fine. Can you imagine that? In the middle of a bank collapse, this dude is talking about everything is fine?
But ever since he's been in office, he's been lying.
Beth, the media has been able to shield him. How do you shield somebody from a bank collapse? You can't. Okay? It's, again, all of it is predicated on Democratic Party policies. It's no small coincidence that one of the first things these people started saying there when the Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, one of the things they came out with almost immediately was the fact that it's a woke bank. Well, what the hell does that mean? What is a woke bank as opposed to an unwoke bank, a sleep bank? It means that they were catering to LGBT and hardly anything or anybody else. In spite of their mandate in terms of their fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders, they threw that out the window because now they own some ESG. See, all these are Democratic Party policies. And it's against the law. But they're allowed to do it because they're basically being run by a criminal organization. In collusion, in conjunction with three quarters of the Republican Party. Watch this, Bear. This is why I say something's getting ready to happen. I don't know what's getting ready to happen. But you know that court case that was brought at the Supreme Court and people were surprised that it would be heard by the Supreme Court?
Which case was
having
that?
Having to do with the fact that the politicians refused to look at allegations by their constituents that the election was basically stolen. It was brought by these brothers, these three brothers. I forget the name of it. Let me put it like this, Bear. Orange Man was in D.C. this past weekend. And very few people have said anything about it. What is he doing in Washington, D.C. on a Saturday? And you know him. He will talk, right?
Yeah.
Not a word. Nothing is being said. While he's in Washington, D.C., the courts went to Philadelphia. And you know what he said?
But
he said, Orange Man may be the president again soon. Unbelievable. I wish I could spiritually give people an absolute answer on what's going to happen. But I can't. I can only tell you what's going on. Everybody knows that they're trying to usher in this social credit system and the digital currency run by the Fed. So people are saying, some people are saying, this whole thing may be basically being conjured up to remove the small banks, right? Because most of them don't have large liquidity on hand. So they can't stand no small bank run on them. So what's happening is people are putting money in the big banks. And they sitting there rubbing their hands together, salivating, because the government wants them, only a small handful of them, the J.P. Morgan Chases of the world. They want them to be the arbiters of this new economic system in the digital currency. Go ahead, Beth.
Those are the criminals, J.P. Morgan.
Of course.
Chase.
Of course. That's why people are some people are saying that this whole thing is being contrived so they can put this digital currency in place. Run by them. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. You know, I'm kind of ambivalent about it in a way, because as I keep saying over and over, the people in this country, as opposed to the people in Europe, the people in this country have sat on their collective asses and done nothing about all this insanity that they're pushing down people's throats. So, wouldn't you know the first domino to fall is a woke bank? Proud to be woke. And wouldn't you also know that it just happens to be in Silicon Valley? There. The tech giants are taking a bath. That's one good thing. Meta / Facebook is taking a beating. So much so that Zuckerberg has announced they're getting ready to fire 10,000 more people. Okay? So he's taking a huge bath. So I know where it's 2008, 2009, when Obama came in and bailed out the banks and told the people to kiss his ass. I know some people still remember that. But see, black people was under severe mind control because we thought that this dude was going to look out for your interests. And that wasn't half of it, Beb. Remember when he bailed out the banks based on mortgages, okay? That was called the housing mortgage crisis. Because the criminals, none of whom went to jail again. The criminals got bailed out. But the price of the bailout was a quadrillion. That's why they're throwing trillions around like it's $4 or $5 now. Because what that dude did with his policies, instead of letting them damn banks collapse and putting the criminals in jail, he couldn't because he represent them. That was the end for all practical purposes. That was the end of the financial system in this country. You can't never pay back no quadrillion. Remember, Bill, those were the so-called derivatives.
Right.
They still out there. Those derivatives just didn't involve mortgages. It involved people's retirement money and a host of other things. People got a hint of what was coming. I know I got one. Not more than 2 weeks ago, Bank of America, because this started with him. This started with Obama. The so-called bail-ins started under his administration. Remember that?
I remember.
Well, the bail-in is the banks can now take your money. That's the bail-in. While he put everybody else, and I'm not just talking about this country, because he was pushing those policies in all of the Western Hemisphere. He came up with something called austerity. And I don't believe in violence as the primary mode of operating Bear, but I would have strangled that bastard, given the opportunity. While he grinning in people's faces. And now here we go again with his policies, because he's a closet homosexual. That ain't my opinion. So, of course, he opened up the closet door to everything you see going on right now. Let all these degenerates out the closet. As bad as Bush was, he didn't do it. As bad as Clinton was, he don't ask, don't tell. Remember? With that 6'9" he-man, Janet Reno, Attorney General Dyke. She looked like that big woman in Game of Thrones that was kicking everybody's ass.
Oh, yeah, she sure do.
So all of that was the prelude to what we got now. It's just, I know a lot of people getting ready to get hurt, Bear. But you see, we're on the 7. We said this year was going to revolve around death. I just don't have a good feeling, Bear. And by the way, I got to leave tonight a little early. So instead of 12:30,
okay,
we have to leave at 11:30. Otherwise,
okay,
I would not
so
be able to, otherwise, I would not be able
so
to do tomorrow's program.
Okay. So that's you ahead of us, right? You're an hour ahead.
No, I'm behind you.
No, you're behind
so me. We normally get through at 1:30 Michigan time, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we're going to get through at 12:30 Michigan time tonight.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be 11:30 my time because I've got to get up.
Okay. Okay.
And go take care of some financial things myself in the morning. Early. So, again, Beth, I'm never at a loss for words, but this one here is going to make 2008-2009 look like a cakewalk. And the reason is because they've wasted, I mean wasted, all on some fake environmentalism, so-called Green New Deal garbage. It's garbage. It's got nothing to do with no Green New Deal. It's got everything to do with the global hostile corporate takeover. And these people dictating what you can eat and what you can't eat and when you can eat and how much you can eat and the whole bit. All of it is fake. And I really feel sorry for people who went out and bought new cars and they don't know. They just people living, you know, from day to day. People buying houses and you can't tell people. I mean, you just can't. We stopped the economic program, Bear, before so-called coronavirus for this very reason. Because we kind of forecast what was coming. We said, if these people are able to put this system in place, you can forget about ever so-called becoming wealthy. That's a thing of the past. That no longer exists. And now I think people can kind of understand what I was talking about. I mean, I'm not a financial genius by any stretch of the imagination. But I can recognize a con game when I see one. That I do know. So, I don't know, Bev, what's the temperature like in terms of runs on the bank and things like that where you are? You seeing people running to the bank to get their cash out? And if you get it out and it becomes worthless, then what?
Well,
you need to be able to put it into something.
Right.
Go ahead, Bill.
And there's a lot of people that is working on alternative. I mean, the bankers has been the main criminals. They're the one that's been keeping us in slavery and bondage. And so,
correct.
And so this is a time for us to, I keep saying, get creative. And there's people that's doing that. You know, the old way of doing things and moved out the way. We got a new way. And we can say, no, it's not going that way. If all the people come together, the people got to remember they the government. They got it turned around that we got to obey the government. No, these people have to obey us, but we don't know our powers. We don't know who we are.
Man, I couldn't agree with you more. But now you said the key thing.
Mm-hmm.
People going to have to get up and not sit on
they
their
got
asses.
To. You got to. You
and
don't.
The last thing
trouble.
You want to do is look to the government for answers when they're the ones who are creating the problems.
Well, a lot of people think that Trump going to ride in and he going to save the day. That's what a lot of people are sitting there waiting for. But you can't wait on that. You got to do things yourself. You got to organize.
If they kill the currency and they come with this police state, because this is what Biden has been setting up. I just mentioned this last week.
Okay.
All right. They know the only way they can maintain their power is to crash the banks and declare a state of emergency. And along with crashing the banks, they're going to crash the internet.
Well, that's how come they tried to get rid of the seniors, because we know how it is not to have the internet.
Correct.
So,
but we don't
know we're gonna have to.
But we don't know what it's like that to be in a currency-less environment.
We in it now with the credit card. A lot of people don't carry cash. A lot of people have
credit cards.
Okay.
Ain't no credit cards. Credit cards run by the computer system.
Okay.
If that's down, what credit card?
Okay. So now we got to get into it. What was before all this was set up, we used to barter. So we're going to have to get together, and if I need some bread and you need some eggs, we got to pull our resources together, do farming. I mean, it's alternative, grow our own food. We don't need to be eating that junk they're giving out anyway.
Here's what I recommend.
They show everybody eat. Okay.
I recommend if you can, you get you a little bit more ammo. That's what I'm recommending.
And I heard that it was hard to get. They went up so high on ammo.
Yes, they have. But that's like food.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
got to have it,
too.
You got to have it.
Right.
If it's your survival, then you treat it like food.
Because
that's what I see coming. I don't see all these millions of black people in these cities going nowhere doing no farming. I don't see that.
They need to do, they got all kind of stuff for indoor farming now. It's no excuse. If you live in an apartment, they got all kind of things you could use to do it right indoor. Do you know how people used to grow weed inside in their basement and all that? The same thing. With the food, certain lights you have.
I hope that's a viable solution, Bear. I see chaos. That's what I see coming. I wish I had something else, but I've been feeling this, you know, for months now. This hasn't just started. I've been feeling this for months.
It's chaos, but it's going to come to chaos for people who haven't prepared, who get blindsided.
There's people preparing. Yeah. I'd say there's close to 3 million people in Chicago, and as far as the people are prepared, you might have 1,000, maybe 2,000 now.
Well,
that means the 2,000 people that are prepared are going to have to fight off that 2,900,000+ other people.
Well, unless they get into showing the people how they can prepare. Everybody going to come running at the gate at the same time. And it's going to be like, wait a minute, we'll show you how to do it, but you're going to stand in line. We'll walk you through this, you know. So you just got to get creative.
I see people basically lining up like in 1929. Okay,
you're gonna have some of those. But
that was the vast majority of people in this country.
But in 1929, they didn't tell you about it. It was a lot of millionaires that was being made, too. Just like when they shut down the city here, when they shut the city down here, and they, when Coleman Young came in, everybody ran out, and they thought that we was just starving here. I mean, it was more millionaires made when everybody left, black millionaires that was made here.
This economy won't allow for that this time, Ben.
We'll see.
About a digital economy. We're not talking about people making $1 million and being able to go do monetary transactions. No, that's not going to be viable at all.
Okay.
That's why I know people can't quite grab a hold of this. I kept saying, you won't be able to get out of this system if they ever put this system in place, because you won't be able to do or make any kind of transaction without their permission. And the system is going to be run by AI. We already saw with just a little glimpse that we had at ChatGPT how dangerous that is. This is a different animal that they're trying to put into place, the likes of which we've not seen before.
Okay, so we got to step up to the plate. And that's what we talked about on another show with Tucknose. You know, it's like AI is only so much it can do. It's got to be programmed. So it's other things. I can't think of the name. My mind is foggy. But like you say, it's nothing more than divine intelligence than artificial intelligence. That thing got to be programmed. It's certain things it can do. Okay.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that it's far more advanced than what we've been told.
And I believe that, too.
And that it doesn't need programmers anymore.
Okay.
This is just my opinion. I know based on some of the research we talked about last week, people at the upper echelon said, wait a minute, this stuff, it's sentient already. No, they ain't dropped that yet. Okay? That's just a little glimpse of it. Just a little bit. I think they got something much more insidious that they're waiting to put in place.
Okay.
You can't run this system. See, again, what they have, the advantage that they have over us is they can control us. Most people are tied to the system, overwhelmingly. Okay?
Yeah.
If they cut off them link cards, people would be surprised at what people are going to resort to. That's all they have to do. They don't have to do nothing else. You sitting in your house. You sitting in your house. Just one scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the average young person today. Sister and a brother. They got 2-3 kids. He done lost his job because the economy had collapsed. Her link card has been cut down to basically nothing. As you just stated, just got through cutting people's link cards, right?
Yeah.
They said it was stimulus. Well, that's the stimulus that's part of the cause of the collapse. They did it on purpose.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Now, she got to feed her babies. What is dude going to do? What is a husband able to do? pretty much very little, because he lost his job too. See, people think that you're just going to be able to go and finish doing. No, they're phasing out jobs. This is not about a job. They're phasing out currency. The people that will have so-called currency or credits, right, as opposed to debits, that's going to be controlled by this AI system. All of that is going to be predicated on your behavior, of which they're going to be monitoring everything you do. Well, how are they going to do that, Robert? Because they're going to require people to get chipped. They already told us. This is what Elon Musk and these people are saying. Now, you that mother and that father with them three babies, and you got to feed them, would you go get a chip? Because that's the only way you're going to be able to get any kind of food.
Just like the people went and took their shot so they can keep their jobs.
Absolutely. And that wasn't even mandatory. Biden tried to make it mandatory, but it wasn't. All it took was just some fear. And people folded like a lawn chair. Not everybody, but put hunger in there. Put hunger in there, and you're going to see people folding like you've never seen before. This is something a little different. This ain't 1929. People had farms, okay? They've been attacking the farmers, attacking the food that the farmers produce, running them out of business. Oh, man, listen. Everybody's going to be allotted a certain amount of energy. This is where the carbon credits come in, Beth. Now, they put the smart meters on people's houses. How long ago, Beth? About 15 years now?
Yeah, I remember we was fighting that.
That is correct. Because we knew what it was really about. And we saw a preview of this. Was it Colorado last year when they took control of people's thermostats? Oh, we are going to set your thermostat at this point, and you're going to have to deal with it. You got to go get you some long underwear and some more sweats to sit in your house. You better go and get them in a hurry.
Well, now, they're doing that now at a lot of the senior buildings. They're doing that. The seniors don't have control over that.
I'm not surprised. Here's the other thing. The indoor farming, that's going to require what?
Mm-hmm.
Energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to control the energy in your home. You will not control that anymore.
And the water, too?
You know they're going to control the water. See, this is what I'm saying, Ben. I wish I could think of this rapper that just, it's getting to the point that I hate hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say that again. I've been defending hip-hop since it first got out here. But this ain't hip-hop. I don't know what this stuff is. Okay, I do know that it's demonic, tanically inspired, because I can't recall this dude's name, but he's given this black rapper, young boy, he's given a tribute to Satan. Man, you that comfortable with this now?
That's their new religion.
Unfortunately, Bear, the current educational paradigm is producing them in bunches. Bunches. And unfortunately, again, young black girls seem to be, I don't know how to even put it, Bear. I don't even know how to put it. And I'm never at a loss for words, but I don't know how to put this one. They seem to be more susceptible to it, more willing to accept it. When you look at the parallels, it was the black women that basically was the foundation of the church. The churches were full of black women. Now it's this satanic thing. So, again, I wish I could be more optimistic. But I'm just, you know, again, I'm just going over the data and looking at what I see. And man, it's not a pretty picture at all. Okay, it seems to me, Bear, and I just saw this little blurb of a video with the Chia Pet. And she was standing up there talking about, with two other black women standing behind her, how proud she was that she's in an environment with Joe Biden and his administration, because it offers so much diversity. See, I got two more dykes standing behind. You know they dykes. This one is in charge of that, and that one is in charge of that. And, of course, I'm the press secretary. It's just mind-blowing. So, as I started to say earlier, I'm kind of ambivalent about the whole thing, because I see America from the viewpoint of a 40-plus year researcher and knowing what you these people have been doing. I'm sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
You see America falling? That's what you're saying.
It's already failed. That's my point.
We don't know it.
You just don't know it yet. I went back to 2008 to show you that it failed when they put Obama in there. They put him in there. You didn't put him in there. You didn't know nothing about him. All you were told was first black. And that's all it took. Well, what is this little dyke talking about, the press secretary? First black. I'm the first black lesbian press secretary. Now, Bear, say that to yourself once or twice and tell me, what does that mean? You the first black lesbian.
Just like she's saying.
But what does it mean? What does that have to do with anything? Nothing.
You know how we used to say we was the first black when we get in a certain position. Now she just adding the LGBT thing to it.
Across the board, Bear.
Mm-hmm.
99% of the cases, the first black were some of the most dangerous Negroes you ever seen.
Yes, they was really the Negroes, the Uncle Tom.
That's why they put them there. So
yeah.
That's my point. What has a first black lesbian got to do with anything? Where's your? How confident are you to do a job.
Well, she's doing her job. She's doing for
I, I don't think so.
You know, she part of that. You don't think she's not doing what she's supposed to do for Biden?
Bev, nobody, even the white people. Nobody. I've not heard one kind thing said about this little elf. Nobody. I think people are getting fed up. As a matter of fact, I know people are fed up with it. It's like you need heart surgery and you go and see a plumber. What the hell what do I need a plumber for? The principles of plumbing and heart surgery may be similar in some respect. But you better get a specialist if you want to keep breathing. Because you know what that plumber going to tell you? Go down to the corner store and get you a bottle of Drano and drink it. That'll unclog your valves. Well, why would he do that? Because that's what he versed in. That's what he skilled in. By the same token, I wouldn't go get a heart surgeon to fix my plumbing. The point is, you want competence. See? And for far too long, black people have settled on color with no competence. That's why, in the main, we're in the position that we're in. That's why Old Testament can hire brain-dead actors and trot them out here in front of you and tell you to follow them. That's why. Because they know that you've been trained. Malcolm said it long before I did. You've been trained to accept black faces in high places. And he warned us 60 years ago, 60, that that's what they were doing. I think we're going to all see some very, very drastic things take place in the next few months. Man, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I'm talking about no internet, right? Phone usage is dependent on energy because you got to be able to plug it in somewhere to get some energy. I'm talking about massive interruptions in the grid. Massive.
Well, we better get us some. Can you still use those, with those transmitters, those little walkie-talkie, those little radios back in the day they used to use?
You're talking about like the, because I never had one of those, like little beepers?
No, they like radios, but you can communicate to other people.
Yeah, walkie-talkies.
Or something like that. You know, we just...
Like the next tail. Remember the next tails? The next tails, you could send people messages and you could basically talk to them like it was a walkie-talkie, but it was much more powerful.
Oh, okay. Well, we better start getting that. And we know it's coming. We got to prepare. CD-ROM, yeah.
It's too late for preparation. Been the whole point. We
you
right on the verge of collapse.
Buy some, but you still can go out, rush out and get something for your family. You can still get some survival stuff for your family.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's going to be gradual.
Right.
Okay.
I cannot tell
everybody how gradual it's going to be, because these people are, this is my favorite phrase, and people don't take it seriously, but you should. These people mm-hmm. are capable of anything. See, we don't.
Well, we see that.
No, we don't. No,
with
we don't.
Trains blowing up and the shots and the venom and all of that, we seeing it.
We still don't believe it. I still see folks running around out here, and I ain't talking about no one or two people, with masks on. It's crazy, Bear. It really is. I can't hardly go into a store and people ain't got masks on still. I'm talking about the employees. Can you imagine? See, there's no way in hell I would have no job that told me I got to wear a mask for 8 hours on this job. Can you imagine that? Every day? I could barely breathe in one of them things for only a couple of minutes on my face. That's why when I went into a store, I would have it on when I walked through the door. And when I got inside the store, as I went through the back, the mask was down up under my chin. I cannot imagine putting that thing on my face for 8 hours every day. But I see it almost everywhere I go. So that's the reality of the times that we live in. And again, I think people think they're going to be able to cakewalk through this. You know, you're just going to be able to go and get you some survival gear, and that's going to be it. Well, how long is that survival gear going to last? A week? 2 weeks? A month? Now what? No, most people are not prepared at all by any stretch of the imagination. And because of that, again, I wish I could go back on what I saw for this year. Man, it's becoming more and more a part of reality, and that's death. And crisis, D.C., digital currency, D.C., destruction and criminality, D.C. There, one more thing before. You noticed, and I'm sure you did, that as soon as they start busting Fauci as being the architect behind the creation of the so-called virus, all of a sudden they start pointing the finger at China, didn't they?
Yeah.
They come out with proclamations where now we are fairly certain that the leak was from Wuhan, China.
Didn't it come from us in North Carolina? And they moved it to Canada. And then they moved it to China.
Well, it was working. They were working in conjunction with North Carolina and Canada. They were both working on the same thing because that's where they had access to took a particular bio lab. I think it's a level 4 bio lab where the chances of anything escaping are remote. But
mm-hmm.
check this out, Bear, because we said no. I kind of think it came from Ukraine. And
oh,
that they took
yeah.
it to China. They took it to China
okay.
during those games. I forget the name of the games that they were having in China at the time. But
yeah.
check this out.
Yeah.
Now you got people documented. They even ran stories on it about a respiratory virus that got loose at Fort Detrick in the summer of 2019, and that people were coming down with respiratory viruses, but nobody was dying there because they didn't take the venom. The venom wasn't out here at that time. This is before.
Okay.
Later on in 2019, they come with so-called coronavirus. But even the New York Times ran stories talking about this lab leak from Fort Detrick, Maryland, and that the government basically put a hush on all the people that was coming down with the virus. And they were able to get away with it because it wasn't killing anybody. Remember, people wasn't dying from the virus, okay, unless you were severely ill and your immune system was equally in a severe situation. That was old people, real old people. So, yeah, they were dying. But most people didn't die from it. They died from going to the hospital. Right? And then, and being put on them, I can't think of the name of this thing. Anyway.
The ventilator.
Yes, the ventilator. Yes. And the protocols that they were giving people. That Fauci knew damn well was going to kill people because these people are heavily invested monetarily in a lot of this stuff. So the people weren't dying from the virus. They were dying from the treatment. And the dying only escalated when they came out with the venom. There weren't very many deaths associated with the leak that was the beginning of this whole thing in June, I think, at Fort Detrick. And, of course, Fort Detrick got a long history because that's one of the places where they manufactured the AIDS virus. Fort Detrick, Maryland. Go way back with that place. And interestingly enough, it has such a bad reputation that it was supposed to be shut down. Okay? And now they're saying, in some quarters, that that's the origin of it, and that it was subsequently sent to China during those games. But the key point is, when China starts talking about giving military armor to Russia, they immediately start pointing the finger at China as the origin of the thing. Because up to this point, they were saying, no, China didn't do it. I'm talking about the government. It didn't start at Wuhan. The government was defending China. And in a matter of weeks, all of a sudden now they're ready to go to war with China. Now watch this, Bear, family. Because that Silicon Valley Bank right, was directly connected to China. How about that? And the other bank, I think it was on the East Coast, it had nothing to do with this. It was just another woke bank. But it did have something to do with it. Okay? What I'm saying is the fraud runs very deep. Very deep, family. And people have been trying to warn us because we think this is going to be something that we just get up every morning and go about our everyday lives, you know, and of course it's going to be major inconvenience. That's not what this is going to be. Again, when the banks collapsed in 1929, you can go out there and hustle and make you some money. If they put this thing in a digital arena, ain't no hustling. Because you're going to have to account for damn near every monetary, not damn near, you will have to account for all monetary transactions. Let's go here, Bear. Let's go here, because I don't want to, you know, I'm end up spending all my time running my mouth instead of getting to some of this other stuff. Okay. Let's go back and do a quick overview from Michael Hudson. Michael Hudson. Title of this article is Why the Banking System is Breaking Up. Okay. They say here in this article, the collapses of Silvergate and Silicon Valley Bank are like icebergs calving off from the Antarctic glacier. The financial analogy to the global warming causing this collapse of supporting shelving is the rising temperature of interest rates. Okay. Now, and again, interest rates and the Fed, of course, are pretty much one and the same. The actions of one dictate what happens with the other. Okay? So they say the rise in temperature of interest rates, which spiked last Thursday and Friday to close at 4.6% for the U.S. Treasury's two-year bonds. Bank depositors, meanwhile, were still being paid only 0.2% on their deposits. Remember, Obama was the first one to usher in zero interest rates. Zero interest rates. So you put your money in the bank, and they'll lend it out to borrowers where the bank was making all the money off your money and wasn't giving you nothing in return. Okay? They say that has led to a steady withdrawal of funds from banks and a corresponding decline in commercial bank balances with the Federal Reserve. Most media reports reflect a prayer that the bank runs will be localized, is if there is no context or environmental cause. There's general embarrassment to explain how the breakup of banks that is now gaining momentum is the result of the way that the Obama administration bailed out the banks in 2008 with 15 years of quantitative easing to reinflate prices for packaged bank mortgages and with them housing prices along with stock and bond prices. Now, early on, Bill, I said, you know, I feel sorry for people that went out and bought cars because the repossession rate of cars is like the canary in the coal mine. And there ain't been a whole lot of discussion on the repo man doing a bang-up business, people getting their cars repossessed left and right. Canary in the coal mine. because people do damn near anything to keep their cars. All right? They'll work three jobs and sleep 1 hour a day to keep them cars. All right? But remember, Bear family, well, let me go on. I'll come back to that later. They say the Fed, $9 trillion of QE, they go on there to say that quantitative easing was not added to the budget. That was extra money, $9 trillion. Anyway, it fueled an asset price inflation that made trillions of dollars for holders of financial assets. The 1% with a generous spillover effect for the remaining members of the top 10%. And, Bev, I heard it, so I know you may have heard it as well, that when they gave people, what did they call them, stimulus, and everybody was so happy because they thought they were getting free money. The same with the link card. You may not see that link card as money, right? Because the government gave it to you on that card.
But it was a loan.
It was a what?
A loan. That they want the money.
A loan?
Yeah, L-O-A-N. A loan. You know how you go to the bank and get a loan. The stimulus, you know how they're asking the people to pay it back?
No, that was the PPP. I'm talking about this. They increased the monetary amount on people's link cards. You know what I'm saying? Biden just cut it off a few weeks ago. See, all this stuff is all part of the same thing. And what does he do? He hires 87,000 IRS people to do what? To go out here and stick guns in people's faces or put them in jail to get all the money back that they gave away to the people. When I vividly recall people saying, you're gonna wish you never got this stimulus because the economy did not have to be shut down. Your governor just came out the other day, was it yesterday, and tried to apologize for the lockdown. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
When you get a chance, Google it.
I'm going to look at it. Okay.
Yeah. Nobody was more virulent about locking every damn thing down, except for her and her family, right? And this governor in Illinois and his family, they go on trips to the Caribbean and stuff. And the governor of California, all of them were doing the same thing. They was telling you to do stuff. Nancy Pelosi was telling people, stay in your house. Don't go outside. Miss Spit, that's Maxine Waters, spitting all over every damn well. She's running around telling everybody to stay in your house while these hookers was going to their hairdressers. Sneaking in the back door, right? In the case of Maxine Waters, she was going to her wig dresser. Right? Everybody recall when Nancy Pelosi got busted telling hairdressers they can't open their businesses, the beauty shops, but she's sneaking to her hairdresser's home without wearing a mask. Got to get the hair coloring in there. She can't walk on the house floor with no with a head full of gray hair, because you know then she's an old bat. By the way, they're talking about indicting her ass right now, family, in case you didn't get it. For January the 6th. Okay? So they say the cost of home ownership soared by capitalizing mortgages its falling interest rates into a more highly debt-leveraged property. the U.S. economy experienced the largest bond market boom in history as interest rates fell below 1%. The economy polarized between the creditor-positive net worth class and the rest of the economy, whose analogy to the environmental pollution and global warming was debt pollution. But in serving the banks and the financial ownership class, the Fed painted itself into a corner. What would happen if and when interest rates finally rose? So remember now, they printed up all these trillions of dollars, right? They just got what, $3 or $4 trillion in the last budget? And now this court is asking for $7 more trillion for this budget? Seven. Okay? So they say, what would happen if and when interest rates finally rose? And that's exactly what happened. Because all that money that the corpse was putting out here in his budgets, that's all borrowed money. So they're going to have to pay, and it's getting to the point because they went from $3 or $4 trillion to $7 trillion. That's money on the books. We ain't talking about money off the books. So now they got to pay back because that's what the Federal Reserve has been doing. They say, in killing the host, I wrote about what seemed obvious enough. Rising interest rates caused the prices of bonds already issued to fall, along with real estate and stock prices. That's what's been happening under the Fed's fight against inflation. It's euphemism for opposing rising employment and wage levels. Prices are plunging for bonds and also for the capitalized value of packaged mortgages and other securities in which banks hold their assets on their balance sheet to back their deposits. And the people were putting their money in the bonds because the bonds were paying like 2, 3, 4% interest. The banks were at zero interest. So if you're trying to maximize your profit on your money, people are buying bonds. But now even that's going bust. Okay? They say prices are plunging for bonds and also for the capitalized value of packaged mortgages and securities in which banks hold their assets on their balance sheet to back their deposits. And again, this is where the humanity in me comes out. I know people should look at what they're doing, particularly today, when you're buying any kind of long-term investment. Let's take a house. Okay? Because my neighbors just moved in a little more than a year ago. And unfortunately, they bought the new big Chrysler truck, right? And it's not a smart move to go out and get built up. You follow what I'm saying, man? What you want to do in times like these is you want to stay as far away from as much debt as you possibly can. That's what you want to do. You don't want to put yourself in debt. If you're thinking about buying a house, get into a situation where you can rent with options to buy, family. And then that way, at least you're gaining some equity in the house, all right? But if you choose to move because there's a downturn in this economy and you're not just buying because you're following your eyes, right? Because that's why the trucks and stuff are shiny. That's why the houses are always nice and clean and the floors and everything are nice and shiny because they know people respond to shiny things. Pimps wear a lot of shiny stuff.
That was funny.
They do, man, because they know.
Yeah, they do.
It attracts the eyes of people, so they wear jewelry on every finger. Stuff hanging all off their neck, because they know the same with the preacher. Ain't much difference in him and the pimp. All right? Again, let me add a qualifier to that. It ain't all preachers, but Daddy Rich has been doing his thing for a long time because it worked. So he going to put on stuff that shine, and now the young people, that I think they used to call it bling. I don't know what they call it now. Okay, well, what is bling? That shiny stuff. Because they know it's going to do what? It's going to catch your eye. So you wear that to catch people's eye. But this is not the time. This is the time to be extremely financially prudent. Don't go Ja Morant, family. Whatever you do, Beth, don't go Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. Tell the family what Ja Morant just got caught doing, Beth.
Hell no. What did he get caught doing?
Oh, Beth, it's just... We can chalk it up.
Who is Ja Morant? You know, I ain't been paying attention.
Beth, this dude went to a strip club. And laid out $50,000 in $100, I think it was $50 and $100 bills or something like that. All over the floor in the back room of the strip joint.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I didn't know what his name was. I didn't know who he was. I saw that.
Yeah. $50,000 to be with some hookers.
Maybe he could write it off.
As what, babe? Babysitting fees?
Yeah.
The point is,
they say they
that was very stupid.
They call it ice now.
Now,
yeah,
ice?
That's just like you have. Yeah, they call it ice now. Just like a baby, you give a kid a bunch of money, they don't know the difference between a dollar and $100.
Yeah.
They don't know.
See, Bear, when you get to a certain, when you pass anybody that's making big money, see, I don't have to worry about that because I don't have any. So I don't have to worry about those things. But when you get into a situation, because the next thing you know, Bear, the IRS will be on him. Because this is what happens to these guys. One of the first things you want to do is get you a financial planner. First thing. All right, these are things that when you're in the millions of dollars category, all right, that's almost a given. And the same thing applies when you go and purchase or make a long-term purchase, like in the case of a house. Now, I know most people don't do this, but most people don't, believe it or not, most people don't end up staying in their houses for the full term. They end up coming into some kind, particularly us, because we always are the last hired and be the first fired. Whenever there's a downturn, we catch it first. So that means people end up losing their homes. We just, I remember like it was yesterday, Bear, in the 1980s, when the community I live in right now, under Reagan, all right, when the economy basically hit the dumps. And what happened? People was losing their houses along with their jobs left and right. And it's going to take you twice as much or twice as long to get a comparable job, right? Because most of the people that buy houses have a pretty decent income. But when you lose that job and now you got to go get another one that you make half of that, if you're lucky enough to get one to make half of that, now you got a problem. So when you get into long-term debt, you need to be thinking long-term. And again, unfortunately, most of our people are not aware or avail themselves to these things. You should have a lawyer with you when you buy a house. You never buy a house without a lawyer. Because you want somebody to look over that contract, look over that mortgage. 2000, what happened, Bear? People lost their home because they was giving people home at in the 1990s. Late 1990s, 2000, they was giving people so-called balloon mortgages, and the banks was loving it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get your money and your house, and that's exactly what they did. You know, interest rates went up, and what happened? The price of the house, the mortgage went up. And it was like people were nothing more than a rug that you take out in the back of the house and you want to shake the dust out. Well, the dust in this case was the average home buyer who was paying $600 or $700 mortgage at one point, and then $1,500 before they knew it. And when you only have a certain amount of income, how you gonna deal with that? They couldn't. So they come with these gimmicks, but they run this game on people once. So people got to be a little more financially savvy when you go and make or put yourself in long-term debt obligation. So I say, man, and I happen to like my neighbors. So I don't broach the subject, man, how y'all getting along, you know, with everything, you know, you name it. I ain't got to tell nobody because we all live in this environment. Where everything just went through the roof overnight in the span of 1 year. Okay? $7 for a dozen of eggs? Who can factor that kind of stuff in? So I feel sorry for people that, you know, may have worked and saved up a little money to get them a little piece of the rock. And now it's happened before so many times in my lifetime, I can't count them all. Then to have the rug pulled out from under you through no fault of your own. But when you look at the amount of capital that's wrapped up in the tech industry, just for an example, and you see all of these tech people laying off people by the thousands and thousands and thousands. So much money is involved in the tech industry that has to filter down in almost every other industry. To have a boss, and he would tell me, Robert, I love this these times when things get real tough like this, because he was in the security industry installing cameras and all this kind of stuff. So he just prayed for these times. All right. I never made as much money as I
I never made
as much money as I did working for this dude in any job I've ever had. I mean, the bonuses was just off the chain. I literally couldn't believe it. I was literally surviving off one check a month. I'd put the other three up. I ain't about to cash them. Because crime went up. Everybody want security, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead, Beth.
No, I'm just saying, when change comes, we have to change. You know, that's what I was saying, thinking outside of the box. And so we got to learn how, like, the housing, and, you know, people learning how to put their houses in trust, in estate, so they can't take their house from them. There's a lot of different little ways you can do things. You just got to learn how to do them. You can't do them the way you've been doing things.
So let me ask you this, Bear. When you buy a house and you put it in a trust, is that when the mortgage is paid?
In estate.
Or while you,
Well, no, when you first get it, you need to put it in there because it don't belong to you. It belongs, you sell it to that trust. That's your estate.
Oh, okay. So now the bank as the mortgage holder basically doesn't own the mortgage.
They didn't have a contract with that trust or the estate. They had a contract with you.
So who's responsible? Who's the deed holder? Who's the deed holder?
The trust. The trust. You have sold it to the trust.
Okay, so does the trust pay off the mortgage, and now you're beholden to the trust?
And you can't. The trust is you. You part. That's your trust. That's your estate. You got to have a trustee. You got to have you the beneficiary. It's ways to. That's what I'm saying. People got to start thinking outside of the box.
Well, I definitely would agree with that. I definitely would agree with that because I know of no circumstances. That's a new one on me. Because guess what? Millions of people lost their homes in the 2000s.
Yeah. 2008. And it's a lot of people who didn't lose their home because they knew something about it.
Bev. I guarantee you can count those people that didn't lose their homes and put them in trust on one hand.
Okay.
The point is, we can
the people that get smart.
Yes, but people aren't. That's what I'm saying. People aren't, Bear.
There are some. You just don't see them. They behind the scene. They ain't broadcasting. It's groups. They giving classes. They give people are learning this. They learning finance. They learn in banking. They learn.
Well, that's
good,
Ben. I'm always happy to hear these kind of things because that's what I'm talking about now in terms of people looking at
right.
when you get into long term debt obligations, you want to make sure you dot all the I's and cross all the T's. Don't just go into no long term debt situation, and you haven't done your due diligence.
Right, a lot of people don't even read the. A lot of people don't even read their mortgage. They just so happy to get the house, they just sign.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said you got to have a lawyer when you're going to do any kind of long term. We talking 30 years? You're going to put yourself into a debt situation where you got to pay something for 30 years. Look, I know people running around here with a little penny ante job. They're paying $1,000 a month for a car note. Living in the hood. Now, that may not seem like a lot of money to some people, depending on what area of the country you live in.
Some people, a house costs, a car costs more than a house. Some people
that's
got
what I'm
Mercedes
saying.
And a 20,000, yeah. They do that here,
look,
too.
And they got these car notes for 8 years. 8 years, $1,000 a month for 8 years. Somehow there's going to be no repairs and this kind of thing. And again, if you can afford that, do that. I ain't arguing that. What I'm saying is, unfortunately, most people respond to shiny objects. So they think,
I suggest that people just hook up with people that's making changes right along with the changes.
Yeah, but most people aren't, Bear. Most people aren't.
Well, everybody ain't going to get there.
99% of the people in this country ain't doing none of what you're saying. 99%. Were that the case, Detroit would be a boom town at this point with the low values of the properties in Detroit. Nobody would have ever lost anything. But that's not the case. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, yes, there are some people who do their due diligence and have found alternative means to deal with long-term obligations, debt obligations.
And that's what I'm saying. This is the time we in. We can't get comfortable and keep doing things the way we used to do them when things are changing. We got to change our thinking.
Here's what I'm saying, Bear. That's done. You'll own nothing and be happy. We're right on the edge of that right now. These things are being put in place behind the scenes. You will own nothing, house, car, nothing else. You will be a product of a 15-minute city. That's an open-air prison.
I don't want to own nothing. Let my estate own it. As long as I got interest in it.
Bam. Again, Bam. So you...
I see what you're saying.
You don't own nothing in no totalitarian system.
You don't own it now.
Ain't no estate. Bear. The system doesn't allow for you to own anything. Forget estate. The system that they're attempting to put in place means you, from the cradle to the grave, are done. Period. Ain't no estates.
All right. Okay, but we only use 10% of our mind. So we're going to have to expand it. And we expand it to 20 or 30%. I just can't see. We're going to go through some birthing pain.
No, I don't think people really catch up to how different this thing really is going to be if they put it in place. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I think people still think that they're going to be able to own stuff. That's gone if these people put this thing in place. You don't own nothing. They're going to sit. It's like, how much do you own in a concentration camp?
Well, you don't own your house now. People think they own it, but they don't. They don't own the land. They ain't going to get a patent for their house.
Yeah.
So you just leasing it. You just in it.
That is correct. But my point is, Bear, I don't want this thing to be put in place. I've been fighting against it for a long time.
Okay, I got you.
But, man, it's like we got to think differently here about the world that these people are attempting to create. And, again, they trying to pass behind the scenes. They pushing this stuff behind the scenes. It's not in everybody's face. Okay? You almost have to have a system where you got people monitoring every damn thing that the government now does. Because they sneaking and doing this stuff. These are not my pronouncements. This is their pronouncements. This is what they're saying they're doing. And I always say as a model, let's use China, since China is the model. You got some rich, rich Chinese. But guess, I mean filthy rich. But guess what, Bear? Unlike in this country, the CCP will lock their ass up and you'll never hear from them again if they violate the CCP. I'm talking about the richest families in China. Thing is no joke. And again, when they put, when they overlay it with AI, Tutmos can tell you about it better than I can. It's literally like being in a prison. And they've already said they want to put, they're going to put the chips in people.
They probably already have with the venom.
Well, we ain't. This is definite. Okay? When they put the chips in you, everything that you do is going to be done through your chip. All access points.
And I'm quite sure somebody going to come up and figure out how to scramble it.
Well, go right ahead and figure out how to scramble it. Be my guest, okay? But you're gonna have to out-scramble AI. That's what you're going to have to be able to do. Already talking about it wants to kill people and unleash viruses? Look. Again, I can't express. Maybe I'm not expressing the magnitude of what's coming.
Oh
with
no,
these people.
You're expressing it. We just gotta fight that.
Yeah, but we never want to stop fighting. But I don't want to have to fight these people within the framework that they want me to fight it in. Okay. I want to fight these people on my terms. Not theirs. And what I'm saying is, because most people don't do their due diligence, they will attempt to try to fight these people on their turn. And I'm warning people, they didn't pass that NDAA for nothing. They will come and arrest you, and you will never be heard from again. Bam! Family. For people who was protesting on January the 6th, they put these people in solitary confinement for protesting. No burning and killing and all this stuff. But the people that was doing the burning and killing, they let them walk. Why? Because they serve their interests. This is the second time I've seen this happen in my lifetime. The first time was in the 1960s with the Black Liberation Movement. So this ain't the first time I'm seeing this. This is the second go-around for the intelligence community to do what they're doing to people. First time it was black people, now it's white people. I can go on and on with this, Bear. How many people remember the savings and loan situation?
I remember.
Check this out. Check this out. Same article. They say, let me go back, blah, 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 blah. The guy talked about this book he wrote called Killing the Host, and that the bond market was taking a bath, right? The mortgages were being cut up and sold in packages to the bankers and financial institutions. And that's why you got the quadrillion dollars, quadrillion. Can't hardly even say that word. Okay? and that's basically the foundation that this thing is being piled up on now. Anyway, they go on here to say, the results threaten to push down bank assets below their deposit liability, wiping out their net worth, their stockholder equity. This is what was threatened in 2008. It's what occurred in a more extreme way with the savings and loans and savings banks in the 1980s, leading to their demise. This is what I wanted to get to, Bear. Have you noticed, when's the last time you've seen a sign outside of a monetary institution that says savings and loan?
No, some say bank.
Do you remember, Bear, when it wasn't unusual for you to see a savings and loan? They had commercials running on TV and all kind of stuff with the savings
right.
and loan. They disappeared. That's in a 20-year span. They disappeared. If you want a really interesting, and guess what? It was, much of it the system was put in place falsely to begin with, because the savings and loans were being used to a large degree to launder drug money. And a lot of businesses was created, okay, a bunch of businesses from the savings and loans using drug money. Because they were able to lend that money out, right? And it didn't matter that they were didn't get the maximum return on the money that they lent out to people. They just wanted to keep the money flowing so they can continue to launder the drug money. Now, the savings and loans are gone. Guess what? I guarantee it. You can't look at any of what's going on with this whole banking thing and not find major drug. Remember the piece we played on the last program about Arizona with the housing market, the mortgages and stuff being tied to the drug traffic coming out of Mexico and China, and that it was all the way up to the governor, her husband. Wow. They say, these financial intermediaries did not create credit as commercial banks can do, but lent deposits out in the form of long-term mortgages at fixed interest rates, often for 30 years. But in the wake of the Volcker spike in interest rates that inaugurated the 1980s, the overall level of interest rates remain higher than the interest rates that savings and loans and savings banks were receiving. Depositors began to withdraw their money to get higher returns elsewhere because savings and loans and savings banks could not pay their depositors higher rates out of the revenue coming in from their mortgages fixed at lower rates. So even without a fraud, Keating style, and by the way, you might want to look up Keating savings and loans. John McCain was one of the prime criminals involved in that, along with the Bushes. I forget which Bush it was, but they were involved directly in one of the most scandalous things you ever want to read about. That was called Silverado Savings. Okay? Google it, family. It'll blow your mind. Nobody went to jail. Okay? Because you found the intelligence community heavily involved in these savings and loans, okay? Doing drug money laundering, just like now. I also would guarantee you that Silicon Valley Bank and all this wokeness, I guarantee you, there's some intelligence community stuff in the background of that. Because they
just came too quick
to bail them out, Bear.
Just like during that time, which you're talking about back in the 80s, I was selling real estate back during that bust. But what we did was we didn't send the people to the bank to get the money. Some people did, but a lot of people, we sent them to mortgage companies. And the mortgage companies was doing. So, I mean, it's always a way to, we was right in the heart of that, but that wasn't stopping us from making money.
Now, watch this, Bear.
But we didn't go to the
bank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, they wiping out all of the mid-sized banks. That's what I believe they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's only going to be the big banks.
Okay. The banks are operating on fraud anyway.
I'll say that again.
The banks are operating on fraud anyway.
Oh, of course. But now, Bear, you mentioned the mortgage. You call them mortgage lenders. What do you call them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just used to call them mortgage company.
Where are they at today, Bear?
I don't know. But during the time when we needed them, we filed an alternative.
Right, that's right. Now, what I'm saying, Bev, is that that's no longer going to apply. They don't want people owning houses. The people, you know who the largest homeowners are today? And if you don't go along with them, you know what they do?
Mm-hmm.
See, everything is being conglomerized now. Everything is being conglomerized, being put into the hands of a smaller and smaller group of people, like the media. Used to have media outlets, local, all over the place. That don't apply no more. Why? Because they got bought all out. Now you got conglomerates. Same with the media. Okay? I'm talking radio and stuff like that, newspapers, magazines. All of that's gone. All right? So now you got little or no competition. Right? Because as I stated last week, now they talking about shutting down blogs. And we named some of the institutions that they're going to be using to accomplish that under so-called propaganda. And all these things are already in place.
Mm-hmm. And on YouTube, they're stopping people. People been getting big money on YouTube. They cutting it down now. People, and we've been talking about that. They stopped
that is
a
correct.
Lot of people. Mm-hmm.
But people thought that if they just twist their mouth, you know, a different way and don't say this and don't say that, that it's going to save their gravy churning. And I'm saying no. You don't comply with the beast, this monster, and think because he ate your neighbor, he ain't going to eat you. No. The beast survives from eating people. The way you deal with it is you got to deal with the beast. And then you don't have to live in fear of being eaten. You see, but people are so scared. They don't, you know.
Can't be scared. If you're going to be scared, you're going to get eaten up. Don't they show you that in the movie? The ones who stand in there and fight, they get eaten up. You can't be scared during this time. You got to survive.
All day long, baby. But you can turn on YouTube. You can turn on YouTube, and you'll see people going out of their way not to say certain things. They look like damn fools.
I
food.
Know. Right, they talk,
and it's because they want
all of that.
They want that. They call it monetization. They want that money because people have been built.
No, I'm just saying. You're right. People are they talking in codes, and that ain't doing no good. They cutting them. They cutting their money down.
That is correct.
And people are went out. And but I remember I know a guy. He was living in his mama basement. And he on YouTube, he went and bought him a million-something-dollar house and all of that. Now, what are you going to do now that YouTube will cut his money down?
Yep. Because if you get to the point where you can't tell the people what they need to hear, then what is the point? you basically are rendering yourself obsolete. And you think your personality is going to carry you that far? Is going to continue to keep you there? It's not going to do that. No. When people see that you're a sellout, they're going to leave you, stop watching you anyway. Okay? So people chose to kiss that ass instead of kicking that ass. Okay? So, again, I know. Go ahead, Bill.
Mm-hmm. You're leaving at 12:30, so do you want to open the lines up? Okay, we got hands raised.
How much time we got left, Bill?
And it's, well, we got, it's a 11:45 here. So you got like 45 minutes.
Okay, let's go to the phones, and we'll just, we'll get back to this tomorrow in terms of the in-depth look.
Okay.
Because I got a bunch of stuff here. And I know people want to comment on this stuff because this is, everybody want to talk about money. Because, man, I had a choice. I could have went and played all money songs tonight.
Right, right.
Okay. I could have did some Biggie with More Money, More Problems. Graham, I forget the brother's last name, from back in the 50s with
Money.
You could have did some
OJs.
Yeah, I had the OJs, Bone Thugs and Harmony for the Love of Money. So I could have went that route, but Ohio Players, I'm tell you why I did the Ohio Players. Because what brought them down, and this is one of the most dynamic groups ever. Why?
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't play none of their main hit songs. Angel, maybe. But Skin Tight and all that stuff, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. I played the songs that had a hell of a meaning. They were a funk band that transitioned. And you may remember the Funky Worm, Bear.
Yeah, I remember.
That was in the late 60s, early 70s. That's how far back the Ohio Players go. But they had a whole lot of changes. Go ahead, Bear.
Mm-hmm. No, I just say I didn't know they went back that far. Go ahead.
Yeah, but they had a whole lot of changes that took place within the group. Not a whole lot, but it just got to the point because Sugarfoot, the main guy that's singing, he wasn't the lead singer. You go back and listen to them earlier songs like the Funky Worm, and you don't hear Sugarfoot at all. He doesn't make his appearance as the primary lead vocal until later on in the 70s. And then the whole musical style changes to almost like a funk jazz kind of band. Cause, I mean, you couldn't get away from the funk with them because they had Roller Coaster, which I hated, and Skin Tight, and some of the other ones that I didn't like. Because to us, they were bubblegum. But all of the ones we played tonight, they were really soft, jazzy-like ballads for the most part, with Sugarfoot as the lead singer. So I just wanted to shout out to them because what brought them down was their inability to take care of their financial obligations. In other words, the IRS. And I thought that that was appropriate in terms of what we're dealing with here today. So you can go ahead and take some, let the family get in and give us 35 cents because 2 cents ain't enough.
Okay. All right. We going to the general. You first in line.
Hey, Yehudu, robot X.
Better
man.
Love.
What's up, Brother West? Better love.
Hey, man. I've been 66 crazy years, man.
Uh-oh, you on that robot phone again, Wes?
Oh, man, you just just can't hear, man. You just can't hear. Bam, hear me good. You hear me?
It sounds like you underwater.
Underwater never get wet. Okay?
Okay.
But now, how y'all hear me now, man? Because now y'all playing this bullshit. You can't hear
now,
me. Now. I'm trying not to talk too loud. I'm trying to keep it mellow. But,
you good, Brother West?
Yeah, Sister Bear, man, one more thing. Uncle Tom was a hero, man. So you mean Sambo and Gumbo. I got to clear Uncle Tom's name out.
All right. You're right.
But,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, man, but everything you say, you said one word that mean a lot, man. You said it, two-letter word, if, man. Everything is if, okay? So, like, everything you say already happened. I'm already chipped. I've been chipped up and mic'd up since 1979, man. I go through the airport x-ray. I got about 6 or 7 chips in me, man. I done shorted their ass out. That's true story, man. I shorted their ass out with sound, man. And all you got to do is back behind your ears, on the top of your earlobe, between your skull and your ear. And you feel a little bump back there? That's a chip, bro. So I've been chipped up a long time, man. So this shit is a joke to me, man. I mean, everything.
Well, I've been ducking and dodging them, Wes. I ain't got one in me so far.
That you know, man. They got the smart dust and everything, man. This shit don't matter to me, man. I'm keeping it moving. They whatever they do with that if shit, man. If it was a fifth, we all be drunk, bro. And your station, Voice of the Negro, got hacked last week, man. You know that, right?
What?
Voice of the Negro got hacked, man. Somebody hacked them and told Melanie to come up with some money. You know that?
Wait. Explain that. I'm not following you.
Your station in Chicago, somebody hacked them and held it, the Melanie, the station, for ransom. All right? So
what?
That's why they couldn't get, huh?
That's
you ain't know that?
Man, they got to be desperate.
Well, they got they got hacked, man. And then their board caught on fire, man, in the middle of Miss Darcy's show, man. Their board caught on fire, and then they got hacked at the same time, man. They smoked their damn board. That shit was funny, man.
So let me ask you, Wes. If I would have tuned in last week, I wouldn't have gotten no station.
No, you'd have got it. They couldn't take no phone call. They still were talking, but they couldn't take no phone call. That's Robert, man. He tell you, man. Mugabe, he tell you. That shit funny.
Okay,
there,
so they were broadcasting.
Yeah, they were broadcasting on one damn microphone. Couldn't take no call. It was funny, man. But, yeah, man, I got to give kudos to your boy Trump, man. He paid for that girl funeral, whichever one that died, Hustle and Flow, whatever her name, Diamond and Silk, the one that died.
He went to her wake and everything.
Yeah, man, so I got to give it to him, man. He stepped up for them, man. But this thing in Mexico, man, see, these Negroes ain't playing this shit out right, man. They stupid. All right? So, number one, where they got killed and supposedly called Matamoros, man. You know what that means in Spanish?
Mm-mm.
That means, look it up, babe. Y'all look it up. That means knock down and kill a Moor, man. Matt a Moor. Run. So, that's what that town is. Them Negroes didn't do their homework, man. You do not know. That's what I learned when I was out of Cali, man. When they want to go to Mexico, they go through Cali, through San Diego, man. Not through Texas, man. Texas is still a cowboy state, man. So them Negroes, you got to plan this shit, man. Right? Because Texas, man, it's a movie I called Two Guns with Denzel. He explained everything was going on at Texas and the Mexico border, man. All right? That movie, break it down, where he tell who running it, man. You got the DEA. And the Naval Intelligence and the CIA running them drug cartels, man.
That is correct.
You know how they, huh?
I say that is correct.
Yeah, so these dumb niggas, you know, do not go through Mexico, through Texas, man. Don't do it, man. They were dumb as hell, man.
I heard they went down there to score some drugs, Brother West, and that's why they took the three brothers, right,
mm-hmm.
and the sister. They had already had drug situations in their past. There wasn't no going down there getting no cosmetic surgery. That's why they rented that van. That's
okay,
what I
that's
heard.
What that's where all the dope at and everything, them cartels, the Metamars, man. And you do not go through, if they were going to get some whatever to go on, you go through California, San Diego, man. Even Tariqa and them told me that, man. So I go and listen to what the locals say, man. If I go to Chicago, I'm going to listen to what y'all say, man. You don't go through no shit like that, go somewhere without talking to the local folk, man. So if they were going, they pretense or not. That's on them, man. You can't be, God don't do stupid no more, man. I keep trying to tell people, man. And Sister Babe, you right, man. We going to eat, man. I've been eating since my time, what the name? Not Eisenhower, but yeah, Eisenhower. I've been eating on the planet since Eisenhower, man. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like Babe said, you got a choice to make your own heaven or your own hell, and we going on ill. So with this if thing, they days be short, man. They running out, because I always told y'all, man. This right here, the white folks trying, man. Whatever happens, they gonna ain't gonna feel it. So when they're here, we in heaven, right, Sister Bell?
I guess.
You guess, you know, man. You got to know, man. You got to know. Ain't no more. You gonna be still eating. We gonna eat, man. Man.
So there was no lockdown or none of that. None of that really happened, and they didn't prevent people from flying unless they had the venom. None of that. That was just an anomaly. That really didn't happen.
I also saw people made money. They made more money during the lockdown than they did in their 9-to-5 jobs.
Yep. Well, that's not unusual when you got captive audience.
And the hairdressers, they didn't need their people. The women was going to their house, getting their, just like
that's Nancy
right. Pelosi.
And they got the time to do it.
You got to do this, Bill. And you talking about Neil Bush. The Bush brother, Neil. That was his name.
Yeah, Neil, that's right, Neil Bush, yes.
But we going to make it, man. We going to be all right. We going to be good, mm-hmm. man. And besides, your dog's still eating. He probably hungry now. You don't feed him but once a day. I bet he's looking at you now like you're a poke chop.
That's what I used to do with my dog. I used to feed him once a day.
Yeah, and push come to shove, all these dogs around here, bro. I might let be like a gentleman. I might start snatching dogs, bro. If the plague was there, the one that tried to bite me, I'm going to probably bite their ass. You never know, bro. I'm going to eat. So we gonna be all right, man. We gonna be good. Because number one, all this shit you say that already happened. The banks and shit already crashed, man. They just don't want people to get filled. Don't get that filled. So all this shit you saying already happened, bro. And look at the Chinese, man. See, I told y'all months ago when this shit happened in China, what they did? All of them stopped paying their mortgages, man. Every one of them, they quit paying their mortgages, man. So it might come to that. We just said. Everybody stop paying their mortgages, man. So when the bottom already feel like we gonna survive. It's the rich gonna catch all the hell. They don't want to kill themselves. Hell, I'm pissed off about every time I turn on TV, these niggas are showing them people how to cook oxtails and turkey wing turkey shit, man. And now the price of oxtails are went up, man. But these talking niggas, bro. I went to the store yesterday. Goddamn, the way they price the oxtails because I see niggas on TV. Showing them how to make oxtails, man.
But that's just an anomaly, man. That really didn't happen. That ain't real.
That's real, bro. When I seen the price of two bones about $12, man, an oxtail,
no.
I said, wow.
Look, you talking chicken wings, if you went and got chicken wings 6 months ago, it cost you $20.
Yep. Does it have to do like my man, what's his name, Slick Rick Ross did, man. He said they ain't got no chicken. How they going to have... No chicken wings, but they got thighs and drumsticks and wired meat, man. That's a bullshit.
That is correct.
Hell, man. It's fun to be alive, man. I don't want that. Listen, somebody behind me, Bev. If not,
yeah,
I keep on flapping.
Yeah. No,
I'll catch you on next episode, man. I love y'all,
okay,
but we're going
to
be all right. That's the thing you should pay, Bev. We're going to be all right.
Yep. Yep.
I love y'all.
All right.
Man. Next episode. Right. To be continued.
Thanks for the comments,
butter
Brother
love.
West. Better love.
Butter on your love.
And look,
all right.
When you listen to VON, you get a chance to call in. And next time you call in, they're telling Robert X said they got what was coming to them.
All right, we're going to Tucmo. Tucmo, did you leave us, or you talking with your mute on? All right.
That was too clean.
We'll come back. Okay, this is Mike.
Hey, how y'all
this
doing?
This is Mike.
Hotel,
great.
Brother,
yeah,
Mike.
Yes,
tell me about
Hotel. All right.
Hotel.
Listen, Rob, do you know why people talk?
Do I know why people talk? Because they can.
So we don't waste lives. They talk because their mouth work. That don't mean they know what they're talking about. They talk because their mouth work. And most people talk about things. They don't have a damn thing. They don't know a damn thing about what they're talking about. They just be beating their damn gums, right?
Yes.
When you were talking about AI a little earlier, just so happens the other day I was reading an article on AI. In fact, I was reading an article on chat. What's that, GPT?
Yeah.
And you were
mm-hmm.
you were saying something earlier about programmers. Well, when chat GPT can program, it doesn't need a programmer because it's
I've been saying that for years, Mike. The people think, well, you got to have programmers to no, that's gone.
No, not based on what I read. You don't need a programmer.
Oh, I know.
ChatGPT is going to put lawyers, doctors, dentists, all y'all mm-hmm. gonna be looking for a link card.
Pick a profession. Pick a profession. It doesn't matter what it is. It's going to do everything.
Not based on what I read. Yeah. It's going to turn you into 1984. That's what it's going to turn you into. Yeah. And we beyond 1984, so you got something much more drastic coming your way than 1984. But, you know, we like to live in dream world. We good at living at that. Now, in terms of, I heard Beverly talking about, I think it was, your house and trust and so forth. As
mm-hmm.
far as I know, you have your mortgage has to be paid off for you to put it in a trust because the bank still
yeah.
owns it. And you know what? I know people whose house mm-hmm. is paid for and they don't have a deed. So produce a deed.
That's what I thought,
show
Mike.
You a deed. They can show it to you. Cases
need That's
to
what
the
I
bank.
Thought. Because that bank ain't giving you that deed. They're not giving you that deed until you pay off that mortgage.
And that's if you can get it. My house has
yes.
paid off, been paid off for almost 10 years. I don't have no deed. I just don't pay the mortgage
wow.
anymore to Bank of America. The loan is paid
what?
Off, but I don't have a deed.
Now,
your
I do have the deed here to this yeah. house.
And your house was paid off when you signed the note. The mortgage and the notes are two different things. When you signed it, they went and paid the whole, and you had to pay them or the investors.
I've had.
I see people doing this, so you just got to learn.
I've had three banks that I paid my mortgage to in the 50s, because I had a 15-year mortgage, because I was 50
mm-hmm.
when I bought my house. I wouldn't get no 30-year mortgage because if I lived, I didn't want to be paying a mortgage at 80 years old. So I got a 15-year mortgage.
You're
and I had
me that.
Three banks paid my mortgage to. Like I said, I know people who have houses and paid them off. They don't have no deeds. And the banks don't have no deeds. Now, I don't know all of the particulars behind that, but I know
right.
that is a fact of life. If you had
they probably
been
house, moved. You know what they were probably doing? Because they were doing a lot of this in the 90s. They were selling the mortgage from this mortgage company to that mortgage company to that mortgage. That's how you end up with this thing, your primary mortgage holder that you thought you were paying your mortgage to. You really weren't, because they didn't cut up the damn mortgage into about 30 different pieces and bundled it, sold it to different people. Go ahead, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's correct. So at this point, I wouldn't really be concerned about that, because the way we're going as a people, it ain't going to matter in a very few seconds. It really isn't. When you look at the fact that you now have people who are accepting, I heard, this is amazing, that at the Indiana State University says that not only can females have a cervical exam, but so can a male. How the hell can a male have a cervical exam when they don't have a cervix? But they're saying that they can. University of Indiana Medical School.
Unbelievable.
Now, your house that's paid for that you think that you own, you pay taxes on that house, right? Don't pay those taxes and watch and see them come get that house.
Yeah, that's common knowledge, because you're basically paying
right.
the taxes for the land that the house is sitting on. But if you put your house up on some, if you put your house on a wooden foundation, you can take it with you wherever you go.
Absolutely, you can just dig it right up out the ground and move it.
Mm-hmm.
It is yours, but the land underneath it is what you pay tax on, not the house.
So why you don't get a land patent and own the land that the house is sitting on?
That's a good question. Maybe we should ask somebody if you can get a land patent. I do know this.
Yeah,
I found oil under my house. Oil under my house. It don't belong to me.
But you ain't getting no land patent.
I'm not familiar with getting land patents. I'm not up on that.
I know.
And I don't think that as far as the average person is concerned, that is so far out of their sphere of reality that I don't think very few people own land patents, if in fact they even know that they exist.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. We got to step up our game. We got to learn these things. If you're going to fight this beast, you got to know how to fight him.
But bad.
Well, I think that
what I'm saying
even
is,
if you were to
realistically,
get something called a land patent, that if it comes to the point where they decide that your land patent don't mean nothing, it don't mean nothing. Example, let me give you an example.
But in the main
Chinese
path,
people, they say own
mm-hmm.
Chinese mm-hmm. own 300,000 acres of land in America. If America says
mm-hmm.
fuck you, China.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what Orange Man got that leverage over their head.
Same thing for your land patent. If they tell you, screw you, your land patent don't mean shit.
Well, all they got to do is declare eminent domain, and they done that all over the country.
That's what they have absolutely destroyed entire black communities to run. Interstate highways through them by declaring
that is
domain. And what that really means is, we got the guns, what you gonna do to stop it? That's what eminent domain means. Taking your shit, what you gonna do to stop it? I'll let somebody else on. Because, like I said, you know, we talk because our mouth works. It don't necessarily mean
we talk because some of the things that we see happen. I'm not just running my mouth. I see this. These things are happening.
I'm talking
maybe
about people
you don't
in general.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about you in particular. I'm talking about people in general. Because when you listen to people
mm-hmm.
talk, you know that a lot of what you're hearing, bullshit. So not just you, people in general talk.
Hold them off
work.
Hotel.
Hotel, brother Mike. Excellent comments. But, Bev, I forgot my point now.
Okay.
That's all right.
It's
go on to the next call.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tecmo's text me. Tecmo's text me, say he on the line.
He on the line. Okay, hold on here. Where we at? Let me go to Tecmo's and see what he's talking about. Tecmo's, you there now?
He there now. Yeah, now I can hear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, man, my phone locked on me. I couldn't open it. It was crazy, man. What's going on, y'all?
Man. You the man with all – you the man with the knowledge, my brother. Come on. Let us in
man,
on what you're seeing off the East Coast.
Oh, man. You talk about with the banks. Well, they was trading high today. There ain't no panic here. Seemed like what Biden did, it made everyone calm. And, see, the problem is that they don't need all these banks anymore.
Correct.
They're about to dissolve the little banks. So
that is correct.
All their deposits is going to go to the big banks. And so Citibank, Chase, Bank of America, Morgan. So it's a few more, Wells Fargo. They don't need but about 8 to 10 banks. With the digital,
the community banks are on the chopping block. That's what they're trying to get rid of, because they conglomerize in the financial industry.
Yeah. So yeah, with the new digital currency, you know, you don't need all of that. It's not money to lend anymore. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no more borrowing.
That's right.
And that has to happen by November. So I think they're just doing a slow process. This is a dry run to see how things will look and how they can fix
mm-hmm.
it. Because they're in competition. This new financial system, China, with the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and now they add in Saudi Arabia and Iran, which will give
China. So they got the BRICS. What they're going to add on is called a mortar. They already got the BRICS. All they need now is the mortar. That's the other countries that are climbing on board. Go ahead, Tuck.
There you go. So it's not looking good for the U.S., which ain't going to look good for us, trust me. I've been saying this for the last couple of years. They got to go to war. It might be too late now. Russia done knocked down they drone today. They done blew up the NATO station with one of their hypersonic missiles that they can't knock down with their Patriot missiles. So, yeah, Russia done stepped up their military. China's backing them with some stuff, it looks like now.
And they still not using their top line weapons. They holding all that stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, U.S. is losing its leverage. It's in a bad position, man.
Check this out. Iran and Saudi Arabia are now on the same side.
Yeah, I know. The U.S. is going to have to – they got some pieces in place. They got all those weapons they left in Afghanistan. They left them there for a reason. You know, I don't think they just left them there to sit around. That's for –
You know where they ended up?
They ended up in
they
Russia
They ended
right
up in
now.
Ukraine.
Yeah.
They
the
made
Russians.
A deal with the Taliban. The Taliban and the U.S. is working together. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why they left those weapons there. So
that's right.
They got to build this. They want to build this train line straight across. You got to go through Afghanistan. And you're going to have to go through Iraq. And look for the U.S. to start up a ISIS-type movement in Iraq again. So they have a reason.
They're already doing it.
Iraq. Yeah, because that's the chess move they got to play right now. If I was them, and I didn't even know they was doing this. I'm just saying this is what I would do. They got Iraq. They still got Syria. They got to get through Syria. So
they got some pieces in place to hinder China. And the last thing they can afford is to get into a war with Russia. That's what Trump was saying in his speech he gave today, was like, you know, we're on the brink of World War III. He said, if I was put in White House, I would make a deal with Putin immediately. We would end this war tomorrow. This war would be over by the end of the week. It would be a done deal. Like, this is not a good move for us right now. And, I look at it that way, man. The key thing that the U.S. got that China's going to have to deal with in Russia, because all these missiles have to have a bunch of these chips in them. And the U.S. got the chips. And as long as the U.S. got the chips, it's like being in Vegas. They got the chips. You know what I'm saying? If you got the chips, you want everything. Because all the AI runs on one thing, chips. As long as they got a monopoly on the chips, they got leverage. So I think that what they're doing is they're going to give up the oil, the petrol, because they have to. This is the great reset. They're moving into electricity. Your money's going to be electric. Your cars are going to be electric. Your house is going to run on electric. They ain't got the grid up yet, but they're going to beat up, trying to beat everybody to it, even if it means we'll be without power. They're going to beat everybody to build this grid. They're going to be the number one in it. This is what you're seeing. They're trying to compete, and it's going to cost money. And it's going to, we're going to suffer a little, you know what I'm saying? And eminent domain, they got to build a train. They got to build trains all through this smog. They got to.
China, that is correct.
You think that we did, you saw eminent domain in the 50s and the 40s with the highway system. Man, the eminent domain is going to be imminent. And that's why you're seeing all these trains blowing up everywhere. They got to get enough problems with these trains that they just throw billions of dollars at it, and then you're going to get the eminent domain, as they have to do it. And if the train's going to have to run from South America all the way up to Canada, they have to. It's mandated by the UN. It's Agenda 2030. They got to do all these things to compete. So we just see them in the end of the old monetary system. And hopefully it'll be seamless as we get into the new one. But it's no way to get around it. It's just like people used to pay with silver and gold coins and stuff, walk around on horses, have pieces of silver in their couches. And then they came with dollar bills. And it was like, whoa.
Right.
And then it went to silver and gold, you know. And when they you know, eventually the next reset, they came with plastic. That's when the petrol industry came. Your money became plastic. Yep. You got the cars, the plastic cars. All your money's on the car. And we had that system for the last, 30, 40 years. So now they're moving into a straight-up electric system. And other key thing they have is they control the internet. They could shut China off the internet anytime they want, any Russia, okay, without no problem. Straight from Hackensack, New Jersey, they could push a button, cut them right off.
How about this,
Ted?
Global governance, the digital domain, and the death of the internet. Stay tuned for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's coming, yeah. But now, what I wanted to say was you two. Go ahead.
Somebody in the chat room is asking, will this affect the credit unions? You were talking about the banks. They want to know, will this affect the credit unions?
Credit unions have very little money. The credit union money is in the banks.
It don't affect the credit.
The unions got to go. Ain't going to be no jobs for that. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. Those unions are obsolete. They sold out back in the 80s.
They
fully on board with all of this.
They ain't got no choice. I mean, they already removed, like I said in the show yesterday, 40% of the auto industry is done by robots now. Your jobs, you know, so.
And the union signed on to it.
Yeah, Yeah, they got paid to.
Yep.
You talked about they're going to put the chips in people. And I read this article yesterday. I'm just going to briefly just it's called it's from the IEEE Spectrum. IEEE
mm-hmm.
Spectrum. Growing electrons inside the brain. Growing electronics inside the brain. Experiments
mm-hmm.
in live zebrafish and leeches may one day lead to growing microchips in living tissue. And bioelectronics can be made directly into the brain of live animals by injecting a cocktail of molecules that can transform into electrically conductive gel, new study says. Swedish scientists have created bioelectronics in live zebrafish and leeches. With the new technique and the long term, the ability to turn living tissue into electronic matter could make it possible to fabricate microchips into organisms. So they could grow them in you, you know, in the future. They don't even got to put a chip in you. And that's from the IEEE Spectrum, which is the governance body of the internet, with the people that can turn off China. They're the people that could turn everything off. And this one here, this one, it says ChatGPT's hallucinations could keep it from succeeding. Have you seen this? Have read this article? This is from
IBM. No, I ain't seen that one. But they did mention that they would have hallucinations in one of the other articles that I had.
Yeah, well, they define hallucinations really as just as it giving you the wrong answer. They call that a hallucination. So they ain't going to say it gave you the wrong answer. Oh, it's hallucinating. See what I'm saying? But, yeah, look that article up from the IEEE Spectrum. I'm not even going to get into it.
I'm going to give you a good series to rewatch again. It's going to blow your mind because now we got more data to add on
mm-hmm.
to it. It's called Altered Carbon. Remember that series?
Yeah. I never watched it, but yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
Man, go back and check it out again, please.
Yeah, I'm going to go check that out. Do you remember the definition of cybernetics?
That's basically a merging of man and machine, ain't it?
Yeah, well, the definition of, the science of control and communications in the animal and machine. That's
yeah.
the official definition of it. So this
with
AI,
us being the animals.
Yeah, we're the animal, the AI and all this smart stuff, that's the machine.
Yeah.
AI isn't going to be this unstoppable force that can't be controlled. Like, you know, they make it seem sometimes. No matter what it can do, It will still never know why it's doing it without a person telling it. It don't know why it's here. It's like the robot in the movies. Like, why am I here? What's my purpose? You know, it doesn't know why it's doing it. So that's
yes,
the key thing too.
But if it's thinking like us, see this where we got it. If it's thinking like us, Tess, consider this. If it's thinking like
mm-hmm.
us, what's the first law? Of nature.
Survival.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Yeah, I get you.
Self-preservation.
But once again, cybernetics is the control of communication. They ain't building nothing they can't control, man. They got to kill something.
So far, because they telling us we're not sure if we can control this. That's Elon Musk and everybody else associated mm-hmm. with that dude.
Yeah, they trying to also put them chips in your head to put you in it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Listen, all these people saw the Terminator. They saw the Matrix. They know what the circumstances could be. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? So I think that, it's going to definitely do – it's going to do what people allow it to do. You know what I'm saying? That and we have some sinister people that's going to use it for sinister things, you know, unfortunately. But one thing that's for sure, and it's the Pope has said this, Charles Schwab has said it, Putin has said it, you know, whoever controls it controls the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And control, you know. So that's the key to it all. So yeah. What we're seeing is just the part that we can see. It's much more that we can't see. I'm sure military stuff and secret intelligence stuff, the stuff they got is way more, you know what I'm saying, effective than the stuff we got access to. So
way advanced.
Way advanced. And, so we're just seeing a little small portion of it. But it looks like with this portion of it, they seem to have beat everybody else in the world to it, because I haven't seen any GPTs coming from any of their competitor countries. China don't got.
And you know I've been keeping my eye on China just to see what their response is going to be, right? You can't hear nothing but cricket.
Yeah, they behind on this tech, and it's showing me that I think the U.S. might be putting them on notice. Like y'all still little brother here, you know. Y'all, you know, we went over there and let y'all play with our stuff, and y'all made it a little bit better. But we didn't show y'all everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
sit down, you know what I'm saying? Young whippersnapper, sit back down, because they ain't going to, come on, man. They think like AI. Chinese people think like AI.
Didn't I say that China, if you really want to understand China, just go back and look at how it was built, and it should have a tag on it that says "Made in America."
Yeah, they think very much like they don't build nothing new. They could just take something that's already been built. They could make it better. They could add on here, and you'd be like, "Damn, I never thought of doing that." You know what I'm saying? But they didn't come up with some new. Never. You can't name one thing they came up with other than porcelain.
Japan. They was China before China became China.
Absolutely. And in Japan, they come up with some pretty good stuff. I mean, I can't knock Japan. They caught up pretty
now.
Quick.
I'm talking about at the outset after World War II. They basically, Rockefeller sent his financial genius over there and set up their entire economic framework.
Oh, yeah, Sony, man, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, Standard Oil in New York.
Correct.
It's no Japanese word for Sony. That's the only company in Japan that the company name don't mean something. Or it's named after a place, or like Hitachi is a place, or Yamaha. But Sony, they like, what the hell does that mean? Standard Oil in New York.
And you know something else, Tut? South Korea is the third iteration of the same program that they now run it in South Korea. They ran it in Japan, then they ran it in China, and now they run it in South Korea.
Yeah. But that's what I had to add, man. I just think they got more of a grip on this. They need to sell movies, man. They got to sell us on this stuff, man, so we have something to talk about. They ain't letting nothing get out. They don't let people get out they can't control. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Let nothing get out they can't control. A disease,
disease
is out, 9 times out of 10, they put it out. Like, you know. So, that's all I got to say. Thank you. I sent you a video today. I'm sorry, Dad. I sent you a video.
I started watching it. That dude that's doing that dude that's narrating the whole thing. I don't trust him. I think he's Australian. Somebody else sent me an even longer thing that he did. But, man, he's throwing cold water on everything and everybody.
Yeah, I watched him, and, he'd go right at them Jews, though. And I'm like, man, when people start calling them out by names, I'm like, oh, okay. Let me hear what he got to say. But he tied that bank that went bankrupt on Simi Rally Bank to all the heroin in New Hampshire. I mean, that video was pretty compelling. Like, I was like, oh, should we put it out?
Video that somebody sent me earlier, it's dealing specifically with New Hampshire, okay, and the whole drug cartel with the Snoo-Noos and all that, okay? So this is the second video.
They like the Clintons back in the 70s and 80s, man. But I'll mute myself.
Excellent comments, my brother.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go
Chuck
back
Mo.
And watch. I'm gonna go
okay,
back and watch that first one that somebody in the family sent me. It's like 2 hours, maybe even longer. But man, that dude, man, see, people that know as much as he do, and he's allowed to put that on YouTube. Cause I think the first one I watched was on YouTube. I'm scratching my head. How does he get away with this? So, but yeah, I'm going to finish watching that, if not tonight, tomorrow, maybe tomorrow afternoon or something when I get back. But he does put some interesting stuff out there, all right? And he got the one guy, that same guy that he's using as his linchpin, who's confronting all these people, that same guy is in the other video I got. If I find it, I'm going to send it to you. Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
No, and I was just saying we're going to let you go. And Philadelphia, when you call in tomorrow, you'll be the first one that I pick up.
Well,
so we're
let him on,
man. So
let him on.
I think he
left.
I think he left. Let me see. Because he was just here. No, I don't see him. Philadelphia. No, he just hung up. Okay.
Yeah, we'll bring him up early tomorrow.
We'll let him in tomorrow, yeah. And so we got to let you go, Dr. X, so you can join us tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And better love. And please.
And take care of that cold, Bear. You know the stuff you do to take care of that cold.
Yes, I'm taking care of it. And I want the family to, don't forget Dr. Robert X GoFundMe page. Please do send a donation. Oh, thank you for that.
You,
and thank you, Dr. Robert X. All right, we'll
Hotep.
Be back tomorrow.
Hotep family, better
Hotep.
Love. See you tomorrow.
Better love.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free, oh, oh.
Free.
Just wait a minute.
brother.
No more. I'm gonna be free. Oh, Lord, yeah.